Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday. This is our paranormal show, so we can have call-ins. We'd like to have call-ins, so please call in. If not, just post your question on the BBS Fast Chat. You don't need to put your email in. Just put your name and your question. So let's start the program off, and we'll do a mind-to-heart drop. Now, this you can be doing yourself. You drop down your thoughts into your heart center. You go from mind energy to heart energy and the heart thoughts. So here you go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Should be feeling change now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, this is where you want to be. You're at peace energy now because you're in your heart center with your spirit. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there somewhere? Anywhere, Carrie?
I'm somewhere, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome everybody to Friday night on BBS. We're on Station 2, which, if you can hear me, you already know that. So the phone numbers, if you'd like to call in, the toll-free number for all of us in the U.S. or Canada is 888 260-3070, or line 3, I would try, 530-413. That sounds like a beep, 4511. So is somebody on the line already? Hello? Did you hear that, Ron?
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody. Unless somebody's there and they're pretty quiet.
Okay.
So we'll just wait and have somebody call in. So
yeah.
You're very good.
Hello, I'm here.
Carrie?
Oh, I hear Larry.
Hi.
Hey, Larry.
How are you? Yes.
Okay, Larry.
Okay, I just had a comment, Ron. My comment for your entertainment is simply this, that if you call an associate on the phone and they're running usually implants or maybe a program, so they don't run common sense or spiritual light. So it's like calling a disc jockey who has an anarchist record to destroy the relationship with you. So they seldom they're seldom interested in the light and sharing the light with you. But if you bypass all this and you talk to the human being who is held hostage, then telepathically you talk to that individual and about coming back. A lot of times, sometimes it seems like they want to have the light help them to come back again.
Yeah, that sort of makes sense. Sometimes people get entities or things in them, and then what happens is they need to figure out what's going on, and by you connecting to whatever's in their body at the time, it can bring them some more peace and relief because this energy of the entity can leave. So that happens sometimes. Now, if it's an alien entity, it could also work, but, you know, it's hard to say if it's willing to leave or not. That could be like a shapeshifter. So,
okay.
I don't know if I answered your question completely, but yeah, you can communicate telepathically to what's in the body also.
Okay, a lot of times in the body they're not interested, but when they're held as hostage, the human aspect, they are interested in the light, and it's sort of a rendezvous that you talk to the human spirit in, about the light coming back, and they can rendezvous if the back to the body. I know it's difficult to bring them back to the body if somebody's possessing their body and doesn't want to leave. I know that's difficult, but at least they want to rendezvous and come back if they can, it seems.
Yeah, sometimes you can also command the person's spirit back into their body, too. That's what a lot of people do that have problems, that they'll command the person's spirit back in the body, and then from there, the person can be more whole and complete. So that would be more like the, some churches do that. They will pray, I should say, do laying on hands or something to get the entities out. They probably don't know much about the emotional bodies, and they talk about this strictly as a very narrow-minded thing as being demons. And I guess it could be that if they, you know, give you problems. But basically, you know, you can command the person's spirit back into their body if it's not there.
Okay, that's good. It's just good to know that you can speak to the human aspect and try to help them to get back to the body. And we have some authority there, so that's always good to know that. And that we can speak to the right person who is the peer owner of that body and then help them to assist them in coming back. That's always a good notion.
So that's great, Eric. Larry, that's good news to bring that up about what we can do for people who are, you know, kind of gooped up. I had a person call me today, earlier. They might be online. I don't know. I hope they are. But they were mentioning that at nighttime, they have all these things, vampires and different things coming out of their body, and they see them. So she was pretty distraught about that. And I mentioned to go on the 8-hour calls, which would be probably the best thing to do, to get rid of the alien life forms and even the ones that are not alien, that they would also be typically helped out of the body, too. But she was seeing these things. So, yeah, so I guess this show could be about entities and alien critters.
Before we get you off the line here, Larry, why don't you tell me what type of critter, alien critter, we can release from people, and I'll do that clearing.
I think the one that interferes with our thinking, and it divide us, and the implant that they put in us, and they like mine went off a number of times today. I counted about three times. The implant that goes off, and it divides your thinking, and then you say, oh, I'm no good, I did this bad and that bad and the other all the way on back, and then you say, no, my recovery time is quick, I'm good, I'm complete, I'm whole, I'm good enough for me, I have my self-empowerment back, and then you can recover maybe in a few seconds, or you can not recover. Some people go off and blame other people, or they blame themselves, but you can know that it's an implant, and you can recover in a few minutes. And I would say the knowledge is wonderful to know you can recover. If you have the knowledge, it's an implant, and you know what you're dealing with, then it's just a few minutes to recover from that and to be on target and aware that that's what it is. So I would ask you to please, if we can get rid of that, the implant that causes that.
Okay, so I'm trying to think. Do you have any idea, Kerry, what one might be the most beneficial to release?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm afraid I was reading the fast chat to see what questions we have coming up, so I missed a little bit of what Larry was saying. But So Larry, you're feeling like there's an implant that controls this happening? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'll divide your mind, your thought, and then to say you're bad, you did all these bad experiences all the way onto the past, and yet you
the
think
orbs.
That's an implant.
The orbs one, because they do that also.
Yeah,
so
we actually have a request, Ron, from Marie R. asking if you could do a sample of releasing the orb energy, and she was specifically mentioning red, yellow, green, and purple.
Okay. So here we go. This is the orb energies that are around. Remember, they are like the little scouts looking around, coming into our DNA, figuring out what our story is of each day, to bring that forward to the jellyfish that's on top of your head. So they're the ones that find all these situations, and then they recycle stuff and make all of your dreams and stuff seem like it's real to you, too, because they're recycling these. You know, they got to start out with something that belongs to you, and this is how they work. So let's do an orb clearing.
and we're going to clean out orbs that are attached to your left arm. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get rid of some more of the orbs. We'll do the right side now, right arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do the orbs that are attached to your neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe the ones that's on top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that works for everybody. Then we get some comments from that on the fast chat. And maybe where they were attached to you the most. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Larry. So, yeah, I didn't feel the left arm so much, but I felt the neck and the head one. Kind of a little bit of traveling numbness on that is what I feel. So we'll see what other people write in. And I just want to say, mention that on the website, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, there's the whole life orb clearing. So that's another one that's $5 times your age. And actually, we haven't mentioned the summer special recently, Ron, because somebody could do this under the umbrella of the summer special and get it at a discount. So do you want to just quickly describe what you're doing for the summer special, since this has brought up this whole life clearing?
So the summer special is for people that have had a clearing from the first of the year to now. And what happens is that you're able to have a half-price clearing if you had a clearing that's over $100. So you can pick your second clearing, whatever that would be, and just let me know through an email. Put special summer special, we'll say summer special in the entry box there for the subject, and I'll get back with you here. I'm in transit right now, so I'll be getting emails tomorrow. So if you just sent one in the last few days, it's because I've been traveling and I haven't got back with you yet. But tomorrow's our four-hour special, too. It's our four-hour ascension call, and we start off with the eight-hour calls after that. And that's really good to get rid of these things that are attached to us, alien life forms on the eight-hour calls. So anyway, the summer special will be good probably, I think, to the end of September. So it's like a one-for-one. So if you had a couple clearings first part of the year to now and you want to get two additional ones, then whatever you get then would be half price. So let's bring off some of the jellyfish energies here. So here we go. Jellyfish energies getting off of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we take these things off you, too, on these eight-hour calls. So these are an extension here of what we're doing. Just a little sample of the alien life forms. I'll do some magus on top of your head right now. And we do many of these clearings on the eight-hour calls to get your spirit back to your body. As we go out and look for it, as it's out in the dark side universes. So here comes the maggot. It releases. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do another sampling here for people. And this one here is for the caterpillars. That's what they kind of look like. They go into your joints, along your inside of your cartilage, maybe where your tendons are and your joints, bones. So let's see how this feels. So if you have maybe a tight neck, maybe you have a wrist that has carpal tunnel. Maybe your fingers are kind of stiff from working a lot on the computer. We're going to do the caterpillar energy serum. This is also available if you can't afford the $200 for the 28 hours of healing. Then you can go on and do $30 for a month on the website. That's after 24/7. So here we go. The advantage of the $200 one is that it's a lot of fun, and you're on the light ship for a whole month. So here we go, everybody. Let's work on the caterpillar energy to your joints. So kind of pick an area so that the light ship can concentrate on it for you. Remember, the light ship always sees you in pure divine perfection, and you have to request a healing. So here we go. Getting rid of the caterpillars in your joints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, naturally, since they live there, they also have poisons. The poisons are, these are all energetic beings. So far, we haven't had a way to physically see them with a microscope yet, although people can see them psychically. But here we go. Get rid of the poisons that they've given you. So maybe the old saying of having a pinched neck really is maybe you have the toxins of these life forms there. And, you know, you can't get rid of it until you get rid of the energy, no matter what you do. So here we go. Poison release from the energies. This is the caterpillar poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now we have waste products. And this could be maybe why sometimes you have fatty tissue. Waste product removal. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we have the dead carcasses to get taken away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, everybody. Just see how you feel. We'll check out the fast chat. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so yeah, there were quite a few comments that people typed in after the orb clearing. Amy is saying that she felt energy releasing out of her head and chest, and thank you. And Bonnie is saying she felt it in her face. Tony is saying his eyes and throats is where he felt the orb releasing. And Marie R. said she felt it attached to her ribs. So, as I'm sure you all know, that means these things are in you. So, in other words, you know, we need to get on these 8-hour calls or the alien attack page on the website that Ron was mentioning for $30 a month, and just clear and clear and clear. And if you're not feeling it, and you haven't, you know, been constantly releasing this stuff, well, even if you have, because we keep getting more, it seems, you need to get on, too, because really I doubt that there's anyone walking on this planet except perhaps you, Ron, since you stay on top of your body and what's going on with it in a way that most of us, you know, are not able to unless we're constantly on the website. everybody, all the rest of us are being invaded by and inhabited by these things all the time. So, but one good thing about feeling them be released is that you have more validation that it's going on in you and that you need to get on the 8-hour intensives and/or on the website clearing. So, Ron, we have some different questions. I'm just going to jump about a bit because a few of these have been typed in over the last few days and we haven't been able to get to them. And one of them is from Ren, and she's asking about previously she'd written in about whether the 2012 Ascension barcode would help with this, but she's wondering about an abduction point being this year on the date of 11/11/11, and what we can do about that. Do we have a barcode for that date, or will the 2012 barcode removal help?
Okay, I'm hearing different beeps there. Do we have a caller online?
Oh.
Yes, you do. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. Actually, I'm kind of calling about a follow-up on what Larry was just talking about earlier, and I think we had a caller on in the beginning of the week, too, with the same kind of question, but I had run into a person that I've known for the last 10 years or so, and I totally had seen the last couple encounters with her that she's been totally taken over by entities. She's not herself, and I could feel it, I could sense it, and I could relate to what Larry was talking about because I could intuitively connect with her spirit, and I knew that her spirit wasn't with her at all, and that I could see that the entities were running her life. She could hardly walk, she had things going on with her knee, and so I had called her the next day and told her about Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship. I had told her about this before, but there's just, I could feel that the entities were keeping her away from the light. I could feel it, and I had a run-in with her on the phone about it, and she was just like, no, you don't do anything for me, no. And but yet, intuitively, I knew that her spirit was crying for help. So, and I was thinking about, I believe it was Nikki or some other caller earlier on this week, we're only supposed to be taking care of ourselves, but what do we do in a situation where we know that,
right,
we put her on the here now to help her get her back in her body? I felt like I didn't really feel like I was going against her will because I knew it was the entities that I was up against. So,
yeah, because that happens. The entities will not want to get released, so they're going to find any way they can to tell you not to do anything and that they're okay, and to leave them alone, never call me again, anything like that. Because the entities, you're getting rid of the body. And the body, by doing that, when you clear the entities, the body's free. But they think that their body is going to be gone, okay? So that's what they think is going to happen because they already have a home. And they think the home is their home. So when you try to do a clearing, they're thinking that the physical body is going to disappear. So it's a whole different reality, way they're thinking. We look at it as they shouldn't be in the body, but to them, they own the body.
Right.
You don't want to get rid of the body because then they got to find a new body. And you're not getting rid of the body, but you're getting rid of the energy that they connect to in the body and getting rid of them also. So it's quite interesting. But, yeah, if somebody's like that, it's, unless your spirit could come forward instantly and override this emotional body, which normally it cannot do, it's very difficult for the spirit to come forward because it's looking at tons of mind energy, and the emotional body works with mind. And so to get that spirit to really come forward to say, yes, please do this, it's probably very hard, if not impossible, to have the person talk with their spirit because they're not used to it. And to get it to come forward, it's only maybe 1 or 2% of the energy itself that you're dealing with, and that other 98% is going to be of energies that are of entities that are much, much stronger. So that's kind of the problem when you ask somebody and you tell them about what they're dealing with, because they're not going to understand, number one, they're not going to want to lose their home, number two, and they're always going to say no. And so you're best just to do it yourself for them and not mention anything to them, because you're typically not going to have them say to you, oh, yes, please do this for me. I'm up in, you know, bad shape here, because the entity doesn't want to leave.
Okay, so then it is ethically to do, it's okay to do that then.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's perfectly okay. See, the spirit always does the healings on anybody. So you can do whatever you choose to do on the Lightship healing pages, and it will work because it's using the spirit in the body. And so that's all perfectly fine. So you're not using mind energy. Now, the other way of looking at it, people say, well, I'll just ask permission to have a healing done. Well, you're asking if you're using the mind energy, then yeah. Do you want to have a mind control put on you, a psychic whammy, you know, a spell or hex curse? You know, that's what happens when you do something for somebody using the mind energy. And, of course, you'd want to get somebody's permission if you want to do a spell on them or do some kind of healing, which would be the same thing as a spell because you're using mind energy. You're not using heart energy. And so, of course, you want to ask them permission if you can do a psychic whammy on them. That's much like the New Age movement where you're finding your parking place. People are really excited because they found out about information maybe from The Secret, or they found out information about how your thoughts can control your reality. And so it's a battle of the minds. And with the battle of the minds, yeah, you're kicking somebody out of a store to get into their car because you want to get their parking place. So that's forcing free will. It's a battle of the minds. Stronger mind will get it. And then naturally, when you think about that, you know, and you want to get that parking place, if your mind is stronger than somebody else who's just shopping, and then they get the psychic hit that they need to leave that store, then they'll get out and move their car. And you think, wow, I really won. You know, the universe is working for me. Yeah, the universe of darkness is. That's the left of consciousness. That's how it works. But with the Lightship healings, it all works through your heart, and it works through the spirit. The spirit will always accept the healing, and it will never allow darkness to come into that healing process when you use the Lightship. The strictly heart energy to heart energy. Nothing's wrong with that, and you cannot do anything wrong with that, because the spirit will not allow darkness to come into somebody in a healing process. So I hope I answered that question for you, Janice.
Yes, you did, Ron, and it kind of like brings up another one here of what's been going on with the Casey Anthony trial that everybody's been so involved with. I was wondering if that was like a mind matrix, or if people were, you know, the whole collective consciousness of everybody who was just outraged by, you know, what happened with that case. You know, is that a mind matrix thing, or is that just a collective consciousness thing? You know,
I don't even relate to that, because I haven't watched it or heard about it. I saw something about some stuff going on, you know, maybe a week and a half ago or something. I don't watch news. Typically, what happens is a lot of these situations are pre-planned, and the darkness is in control of everything. And what happens is during a situation of maybe a young person being killed or raped or something, and it gets into the news, that's to cause you to get emotionally upset so that you're going to be hooked into that energy. And once you get hooked into the energy, you're on that roller coaster ride of whatever happened to that person. And that activates your DNA from either this lifetime or all your past lives. And then now you have to go through that learning experience because it came up. It got activated. And so, yeah, the darkness works that way anyway to get you to tie into an emotional event. If you were watching that, anybody listening and knows what it's about, then by all means, know that you're probably going to be on a timeline with everybody else watching that program. So now you're abducted onto a emotional timeline that deals with that situation. So I say go in and do some timeline crashing on it, because somehow you got hooked into it. The thing about the 11-11-11, it's the same process that could hook you into something because it's the dates that are all the or numbers all the same. So we'll be putting a healing up on that shortly here, but we'll go month to month on it. But that's kind of what it is, that they use letters and numbers. And if you think about it, there's that octopus tentacle energy, kind of in real form, we'll say, at least you can look at it, in the Paisley prints. So if you know what a Paisley print is, you can look at it. And as you look at it with different eyes, we'll say, you can see an octopus energy in it. And that's pretty popular. So anyway, they get you anyway to get tied into some kind of emotional drama, trauma. And when you're in the drama, trauma, then you're going into abduction timelines. And that's the way they can catch everybody. So,
well, thanks. I appreciate that, Ron, because I thought that, and I appreciate all your teachings, because when I was watching this and I was watching everybody else get affected by it, it was just so important to stay in your heart and stay in that heart-centered, so I didn't get caught up with all the emotion of it. So thank you for your teachings on that, and I need to thank Carrie for being such a wonderful host, too, and saying,
thank you.
So I'll say goodnight. And is there a Q&A tonight?
What's that again?
Is there a Q&A tonight?
Q&A, probably not. Right now I'm traveling.
Okay.
I'll see what happens. I'm allowed to the BBS program. Right now it doesn't feel like I can do it. So I would say probably not.
Okay.
What I will say about the different events, you know, there's always something happening. And it's kind of interesting when I watch one of the news programs, some lady comes on with blonde hair, and, man, she just gets into everything, and they repeat the same things over and over again, and how righteous, you know, she appears to be about the situation. I mean, I look at it and I go, wow, you know, really an esther, you know, of judgment, you know, and making all kinds of comments about how bad this thing was. Well, geez, you know, everything happens. You know, everybody deals with something every day that's bad. Just think of a car wreck where somebody dies, but yet they pick on something that can make the news and that they can chatter their lips about, you know, all the time, and get people all riled up, you know? And then you're caught into the emotion. So they're doing themselves a big injustice because all of a sudden they're going to have all these people quartered to them by what they're saying because they're the focal point, you know? And it's very interesting to watch the people in the news and what they comment on. So I guess we'll probably stop there. And I guess I'll turn it over to Carrie. So thank you for calling, Janice.
Yeah, thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Ron.
So I'll just add that there is the media matrix clearing, which you can put in situations like the one Janice was describing with the Casey Anthony case. And you can get yourself disconnected from that. I think it's just $20 a month, that one. So you could, if you have a little backup of things that you know you've watched and maybe did have some feelings come up in you, some emotions, you can plug that in and get disconnected from it.
It'd be interesting to see what the numerology is on that name you just got through mentioning, you know? It breaks down, you know, how many... even in odd harmonics there are, you know, with the different letters and what else those the name could actually spell out if you start doing some letter swapping, you know. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
So anyway, anything on the fast chat, Carrie?
Yeah, so we have, in answer to Ren's question then, there's going to be a new clearing you were mentioning for 11-11-11. Is that a barcode clearing then, or what kind of clearing is that going to be?
Yeah, it'll probably be, it'll be a barcode, and
okay.
I think I'll have it come up with each particular month. That's what I talked about before. So it'd be like January 1, 2011, then it'll go to like February 2, 2011, you know, March 3, 2011, and that way it'll cover each particular day of each month because the interview's still with you. And then it'll come up through, you know, 12/11/2011, including 11/11, you know, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to try to get that up to clear away the energies of people. But, yeah, it's probably going to be a very key day, and I'm sure they're going to have some kind of promotion if it's not already out there on the net. You know, some kind of Earth Healing Day,
right. Or
you know, some vortex of light coming in. You know, some kind of big Earth changes. You know, because it was talked about because somebody channeled Archangel Michael and it's going to be coming in, or the Palladians are bringing its energy in, or the Arcturians, or whoever it might be. You know, and I'm sure somebody will bring it up here. You know. Oddly enough, somebody was talking to me about the book Urantia. Is that what it is? Anyway, it's a big thick book, about an inch and a half thick. And they were saying, well, gee, that's supposed to be Jesus' channeling. I go, well, Jesus wouldn't channel. I said, the light doesn't channel. They go, well, this is supposed to be Jesus' work. I go, well, but is there anything in judgment in there? They go, well, yeah, there's some judgments, you know, things brought up. I go, well, how can the light be in judgment? Then it'd be the darkness. So I said, that book could no way be channeled by the light of Jesus, okay, the true light, the true spirit of Jesus, because it's not here. It'd be the light of the darkness channeling the book of Urantia. So they were kind of taken back because they were a student going to different, you know, maybe once a week events at somebody's house where they discuss different chapters and things in it, you know. And I just said, no, it's a lot of the darkness coming through. And there can always be something good in there, in anything that you read, but it's not anything that Jesus would even be involved with. And he couldn't be, because the light doesn't channel. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just a follow-up to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with entities, and then you did the alien entity clearing. Ted is asking, I guess just with... firstly, with regular entities, do they work in groups to mess with us? And then his second question, where do the alien entities, or how, I guess, do the alien entities fit into us? Or where do they fit into us? So do entities work in groups?
Yeah, the alien ones are life forms that live with you. So let's just switch it over and say that you're a doctor and you're doing investigations with blood or something. And you look at the blood or body fluid, and you see little things wiggling around. So that you can look at the same way as alien entities, but you can't find it with the microscope. Now, if you didn't have a microscope, then you wouldn't even know anything about what's happening. So that's one way to look at alien entities. Now, the entities that come into people, yeah, they could come into a group. And remember, this is mass mind consciousness, universal mind, God consciousness, if you would. And this God consciousness is from the darkness. And that's how people, like, get together. Just think of people who may be in the same mindset. And it could be people on the same thought. It could be, like, people in an office building talking about one situation or something. Networking, that could also be using universal mind. It could be people that are doing bad things, maybe gang-related or something. That's mass mind. So this mass mind energy is collective consciousness. Entities can come into you to promote something, to do something. And that's the way it works. So entities can come into... In fact, one entity can hop into 20 people. You could be standing with 20 people talking, and one entity can come into each one of them instantly and rile everybody up. And then, you know, it goes from, you know, maybe bad to worse. And that's kind of the way it works. So, you know, that's just, you know, maybe 50 entities, which it could be, but it could just be only one. And they body hop. So that's kind of the way it works. And let's just take a football game, okay? So the players are in their huddle talking about what to play next. They have their fans on each other. So right away, what are they doing? Entities are crawling back and forth between all these people, entities, alien life forms, you know, because they're holding each other's back, and listen to one person, so that could be bringing in more entities. And they could be getting a former, football players that have died, and those entities now are coming into the players. And they're talking about what they want to do next. And all of a sudden, they get out there to do whatever they're doing. You know, the football gets hyped. And all of a sudden, everybody there has an immense amount of power. Maybe they took on maybe the whole team that maybe had that same play work once, maybe 50 years ago. Now they have the emotional bodies of this particular football, team that did this same play to come into the players, give them an adrenaline rush, and give them twice the power, and they happen to do the play. And they wonder, wow, we really pulled that one off, you know. That's a great pep talk. Well, the pep talk was actually the entity coming in because they were invited in the pep talk to do this play. That's kind of the way entities work. So they can do, sometimes and that might be good for somebody, but you never release them. Like if you go to school and you're going, oh, God, I wish I could pass this test today. I'm taking this chemistry test. It's very hard. I'm worried about it. I need to get a B on this particular test that I'm having so I can pass, get my proper, credit. And so you're praying to God by saying, oh, God, I need some help. Well, all of a sudden, something out there in the name of God will come to you. And it will be an entity, normally an Earth-based entity. It could also be an alien entity. But normally it's going to be Earth-based. And all of a sudden it'll come into you, and maybe you get an A on the test, and you go, wow, how did I pull that out? Must have been good luck, you know. And you're not going to think about you praying to God, but this thing is now with you. And you get rid of it after that. No. And so just by doing that, you're invoking something into your body that should not be there. Because you're giving something permission to come into you because you're asking for it. Remember, you have to be careful what you ask for. But are you going to release it out of yourself after it comes into you? You won't even think about that. And then you have all the addictions of this full-blown entity that maybe lived longer than you, maybe two or three times your age, with all these addictions, and you wonder why your life is going screwy, maybe 10 years later, because you did this prayer when you're going to school. You prayed to God to have this thing help you. Oh, God, I need some help. And this thing came into you with all this addiction. So that's the way entities work. You have to get rid of entities. That's why entity clearing, we have the whole lifetime one, would work through your whole life. You don't know how many times you ask for help. People say, I'm going to pray to my angel. Well, that's the same thing. You're praying to entities. Angels don't come here. Angels are light of the darkness. So if you want to get a light of the darkness energy in the name of an angel, it will come to you. But are you going to get rid of it? It'll live in your body. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Going back to the jellyfish, Pete in Australia has a question. He's asking if Alzheimer's can be caused by the octopus or jellyfish energies, or when someone has that, is that just a death barcode going off? Which might that be?
Boy, I'd say possibly it could be both. I can't really say completely one way or the other on that. I would say it'd be probably closer to the death barcode, but, there are those physical things that happen to people that are not good. And unfortunately, people deal with this stuff, and the invisible energies that are alien can cause most of your problems. I remember looking at a picture, I guess you guys could probably Google this here. I think it was a polio virus. And if you Google what it looks like, you're going to see an alien life form there. And you're going to go, wow, what is this thing? Well, now that you know about it, look at it. And it's going to probably scare you. So I would say with polio, yes, that was an alien entity that came in physically to you. Now, what about the ones you can't see? Remember, this is what we're getting rid of on these eight-hour calls. So everybody, once you Google it after the program here, Google the polio virus. You're going to get a picture of it. You have to go maybe to Google Images and just see if it'll show you what it looks like. And it will probably scare you. And you go, wow, there's an alien that actually came here and caused polio. So
interesting, but think what you don't see. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I've been hearing a bunch of different beeps, and I'm not sure if somebody's on the line still or not. Is anybody there? Hello, hello? Perhaps not. Okay. All right. Okay, no call is holding. Okay, thank you. So let me see. I have to go back a page real quick. Ron, that was a question that I missed earlier. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just quickly scanning back. Oh, Marcy was asking if you got a payment that she put in the mail. And Marcy, Ron's been out of town for a little bit, so I'm suspecting you haven't picked your mail up in a while, Ron, right?
Yeah, I'm still traveling, so I haven't been around for probably about a week and a half, so...
Okay. So I know somebody was asking, and I can't find the question, so I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was, but somebody was asking whether implants can cause you to time jump.
I missed part of that word. If implants can cause what?
Cause a person to time jump. Jump in time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they could. Normally I would not think of it that way, but yeah, an implant will be time-related because it's the dark side controlling you. That's what implants are for. So I would say probably yes. And we'll talk about some implants that could possibly be good. There are alien races out there that somehow abduct people to check on them all the time. And sometimes they can put an implant in you to regulate your body. So one hand, you can say, yeah, this is great. I went up to an alien ship, and the doctors worked with me, the aliens anyway, and they put this implant to regulate my blood pressure, because I had high blood pressure. So that would be a positive thing. But what do they do to you initially to give you high blood pressure? Okay? So they're just checking up on you all the time. I worked with one lady, years ago. It's probably... probably 25, 30 years ago. I guess I was a baby then. Lenny was talking with me, and I mentioned this a long time ago on one of the programs. And she goes, Ron, I've been abducted many times. But I'll tell you the story here, from what I can remember here. She lived in New Mexico, and she had a Volvo, and she was driving her Volvo into Mexico to like maybe a 7-Eleven or something. And I guess she got gas, possibly, or went to the store. And she got out of the parking lot and came up to what she could recall was a stop sign. Then she blanked out. And then she landed. She got abducted, okay, for a given amount of time. And when she landed across town, wherever she was living, in New Mexico. And her windshield was broken, and her headlights were all bashed in, her grill was pushed in, and the car was steaming and dripping water, you know. And she goes, geez, what happened, you know? I must have been in a wreck. So she takes her seatbelt off, and she has no bruise marks on her body, which she would normally have had from being in an accident, you know, because that's what happens. Plus, the windshield was broken. She didn't have any head injuries at all. So she walks into the store that's there, and she says, I don't know what happened to me, but was there a wreck that happened out here in front of your store? Because my car's out here, and it was a wreck. And I go, oh, no, nothing happened. We didn't see any wrecks or anything. So she calls the police department, and they come out, and she kind of describes, you know, what happened. She can recall anyway, and the policeman says, yeah, just call your insurance company. People get abducted all the time here in New Mexico, and this is a really common occurrence. So when I was working with her, oh, and then I'll continue on here. So the reason why I saw her was because she says, Ron, these aliens abduct me all the time, maybe every week or two, and they gave me cancer. It's very painful. I know I'm not going to die of the cancer, but they're doing experiments on me with cancer. And at the time, she was probably about 65. So I don't think she's around any longer here. But So what happened was, since I was able to connect instantly to see what happened with her car, she got abducted up when she was coming to the stop sign. And she had a stick shift car. And it was probably still in, like, second gear. But when she got abducted, her car went up on the spaceship, and the motor was still running with the car in gear. The car was placed down on, you know, the deck of the ship, and the car took off, okay? And it was going to run into a wall, which is what it actually did. Mm. And what happened was is that a couple of the aliens quickly put their bodies in front of her and the steering wheel to protect her. Now, I don't know what happened to the aliens, okay? But they protected her from damage. And then they experimented with her. You know, they actually turned the car up after it hit the ship wall. And did their experiments. They beamed her back down in front of this other place where her car was at rest. And then she came to, and that's how the scenario started. So, yes, you know, aliens do things that might be beneficial, but did you ask for it, okay? So you might say, yeah, you know, they put an implant into me to regulate my blood pressure, that high blood pressure. Well, they probably gave you the high blood pressure. Now they're playing around with you. And you should have, you know, be able to ask them. That's the difference. See, with the light, you have to always ask. This is why when you go to the light ship, you have to request your healing. But the aliens are saying, oh, you know, you don't have free choice, free will. We're going to fix you. So on one hand, you might say, that's wonderful that they're helping me. But what are they doing to you in the meantime? What do they give you in the process? Where's your free will, free choice? If they showed up in your room at night or in the daytime and came in there and said, hey, I'm an alien from so-and-so race, and I see that you have a problem, you know, with your kidney. Do you mind going up to our spaceship and we can work with you and maybe fix your kidneys? And you could say yes or no. And then that would be the way that life would work, free choice, free will. But the abduction process with people, there's nothing, none of that. They just assume that you're like, you know, an experiment in a petri dish, and this is how they work with you. And they live off your emotions, so they want you to, you know, have a lot of problems, traumas, and traumas. That's why we have timeline crashing to help you out to get you out of these forced abductions from the aliens that you have routinely, daily, all the time. Remember, if you lose your keys, space out, there's a freeway off-ramp, on-ramp, maybe on the subway, miss something, misplace anything, don't feel right for a while, then you come back, you lose your consciousness, you've been abducted. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, quite a lot of questions still on here, but I have 54 after the hour, and I'm not sure if we've had another beep. Is somebody on the line? I heard a couple of beeps while you were talking. I'm not sure if they were call beeps or not. Maybe not.
I heard a radio program today, and the guy was talking about how he lost his keys on the table, right? And he was blaming his wife for taking them.
Uh-oh.
And they're both looking for them, and then all of a sudden they appear. This is all on the same day, right, on the table. And he goes, oh, it must be one of my ghosts of my ancestors taking them or something. You know, he's pretty close, but
yeah.
he took it like, and the listening audience felt like it just went over their head, like, oh, yeah, you know, uh-huh, you know. But that's kind of the way people think this stuff. They don't realize that they've been abducted, that their keys are in the Beyondo someplace waiting for them to come back. You know, when they play that storyline, drama, scenario of that movie, and you go back there, and then you bring them back here because you put them in your pocket this time.
Right.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I have 55, so I'm not sure if we have any time left, but I'll just say the next show is tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. Station 1 will be back on. And during the day tomorrow, Ron's month of intensives begin on Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then Sunday, also, the 8-hour Sundays will begin from 10 a.m. Pacific. So now I have 56. I'm thinking maybe we better wrap up, Ron.
That sounds good. So, yeah, so you get on the calls, you get 28 hours of healing for $200. You have a spouse, somebody living with you, significant other, they're half price, and your children living at home, 18 and under, are free, including your pets and animals and plants. So it's very, very, very fun. We do water charging through it, and you can also do it absentee. So it's a wonderful call, and you feel better afterwards because you get rid of the aliens that are living with you, these little parasitic life forms. You can check out on the website, creationlightship.com. We have two VBS programs from the distant past here dealing with the aliens, and you can listen to them and have the healings work for you so you can see what you're up against. So I'll say thank you for everybody for listening tonight. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern, we'll be going to the Lightship for, you know, our once-a-week introduction to Lightship healing. So remember, you're going to the Lightship physically. Okay, you're there and you're also here. We'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for the callers. Blessings to everybody.
And no Q&A tonight, right, Ron?